100% owned and operated. The Shawnee Radio app. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
Are you complaining about never getting a raise that you never asked for? You never expected and you never believed it can happen. You're waiting for them to tell you your value. Let me tell you something. If you walked into Gucci and Gucci had a bag there and it said, name your price, what are you going to say? Gucci say, it's an authentic Gucci bag. How much do you want to pay for it? You're going to be like, and they'll say, we'll take whatever you say. You get online, you research the bag, you be like, my God, this is a $5,000 bag. And the person at the register is like this, pay what you want. How much? Are you going to say, the retail value says $5,000. I see it online. $100? They're going to say sold. And you walk out celebrating but paranoid. You the Gucci bag who's telling people to put a price tag on you and wondering why they getting you on clearance and then clearance on clearance. Marked down 50%. You get 75% off of what's on clearance. You put yourself on clearance and then you did an additional markdown like you at DSW looking for the purple sticker. Great. So we're connected. So let's get this party started. Woo. All right. So welcome again. My second intro, maybe my third. We've been rocking this for a while, but welcome to Coaching Over Coffee with Christy Rutherford. When my computer went out at 12, ask me what happened. LinkedIn wouldn't connect. I drank my coffee already. So I don't know if God was like, turn the heat down because I was going to bring the smoke, or if God was like, drink your coffee and bring the smoke. So I don't know which one it is. So we're going to see what happens. So if you haven't pen and a piece of paper, go ahead and grab that. And so what I want to talk about is 3 points I want to make today. And so I want to talk for about 20 minutes. It was going to be 45. We're going to do 20 because I got stuff to do. Point number one, clear your cache. That's point number one. How do you get ahead? As a woman, I think just as people or just as Black women, it is Black Women's Equal Pay Day. So I'm not going to, you know, water it down and be like all, but let's just talk about what Black women are going through. I've never seen an article that says specifically white women are going to lose. Period. Now, they may say women are going to catch it. And then further down, probably in the third paragraph, they're going to say Black and brown women. Oh, y'all might as well just throw your hands up. In 2020, McKinsey did a study in 2020 after COVID and said Black and brown women going to lose the most. Women are going to lose one, but Black and brown women, oh, give it up. Just throw your hands up, go jump in the ocean. That's pretty much what they said, right? I'm paraphrasing, but that's pretty much what they said. And it was published in Bloomberg and all these things. And so people adopted that narrative for what's true for them. Look, y'all, it's not what people call you, is what you answer to. Let me say that again. It's not what people call you, it's what you answer to. I said that is a lie for me. What did you say? Did you say, oh my God, I'm going to have a hard time? Or did you say, you know, when there is mass calamity, there is opportunity. When ish is popping off in these streets and in the world, there is tremendous opportunity to get ahead. How can they predict just because something happened that was unprecedented in the world, specifically whittle down the information to say Black and brown women are going to lose? How? But how many of you adopted that reality as your reality and then used that as a reason for why you couldn't get ahead? Did you take that data and say, man, I better hold on to this job. I better continue to be underpaid and complain about my life every day. I better continue to, you know, just keep my head down and play small while the men are asking. We've done $12.5 million in salary raises in a pandemic since June 2020. And why do I say that? We did $10 million in the first 2 years. So while we were in some of the toughest economic times, tough to who? Tough to who? We were winning. What were you doing? And it's not necessarily what were you doing, what were you believing? Because you get what you believe. Did you use that data to justify why you stayed on the bottom? That was good. Did you use that data to justify why you stayed cozy or miserable in a job and suffocated your soul to sleep? Did you use that data to not ask? Did you hesitate to ask largely? Were you complaining about Black women's equal pay day in 2020, 2021, 2022, and now 2023? And you've done nothing. But wait every year to have the same conversation that somebody should pay you what you never asked for. Are you this year complaining that you're not being paid properly when you never put a proper price tag on yourself? Are you complaining about never getting a raise that you never asked for? You never expected and you never believed it can happen. You're waiting for them to tell you your value. Let me tell you something. If you walked into Gucci and Gucci had a bag there and it said, name your price, what are you going to say? Gucci said, it's a authentic Gucci bag. How much do you want to pay for it? You're going to be like, and they'll say, we'll take whatever you say. You get online, you research the bag, you be like, my God, this is a $5,000 bag. And the person at the register is like this, pay what you want. How much? Are you going to say, the retail value says $5,000. I see it online. $100? They going to say sold. And you walk out celebrating but paranoid. You the Gucci bag who's telling people to put a price tag on you and wondering why they getting you on clearance and then clearance on clearance. Marked down 50%. You get 75% off of what's on clearance. You put yourself on clearance and then you did an additional markdown like you at DSW looking for the purple sticker. That wasn't on my slides or on my notes, but apparently God wanted my coffee to kick in before I started to kick y'all in the head. So if you don't know how to calculate your value, you don't know your value, don't be mad when people don't put a proper price tag on you. You're waiting for them to value you and you don't know your own value. But if you walk into Gucci, you're not going to be like, I'm going to pay you $5,000. They say pay whatever you want. You're going to start at the lowest. You're not going to be like $1,000. You're going to say $100 and they're going to be like sold. Have you put yourself on clearance? If you don't know, they know. That's the thing. You don't know your value. They know. And they're going to let you overwork. You're going to get the degrees. They don't require it. You're going to work 80 hours a week, volunteer for all the tasks, do all the things to show them that you have value. That's like a Gucci bag is a Gucci bag is a Gucci bag. It does not have to demonstrate anything. Oh, are y'all picking up what I'm putting down? Gucci is Gucci. Hermes is Hermes. It don't have to prove nothing. It just is. When are you going to realize you are great? You are awesome. You are worthy. You are valuable. Because from that place, ladies, you'll ask for your money. You can close the gap like that. I put up a post today to talk about how I assisted one of my clients in 2020, how to double her salary 6 months pregnant. Black woman in an industry that was not the same as hers, in a completely different industry. I mean, how many barriers that you place on that situation? Because she's an Hermes bag. Just because the Hermes bag is in transition, that don't mean that it lost value. Oh, but women say, oh, I can't leave my job. I'm 6 months pregnant. Ain't nobody gonna hire a 6 months pregnant woman. Not true. I told her companies would rather hire you, hire somebody who's highly talented, happy and harmonious, and qualified, and pay them to go on maternity leave 2 months later, four months before they hire somebody who's passive, a quiet quitter, bitter, and they're gonna leave anyway within a year. They would rather pay her for the long run. So let me get to my 3 points. Are y'all ready for these 3 points? We ready. Say we ready. All right, great. Number one, clear your cache. So before I got on this computer, the software was tripping. I cleared my cache. I cleared the history, so I can have a fresh perspective and more boost in this video. So what things do you need to let go of? What stories do you need to let go of? Why are we talking about what happened 3 years ago? That was 3 years ago. I can't remember what I had for breakfast 3 days ago. Are you using your past to justify why you can't get ahead of your future? Past is gone. It's gone. Pew. Hey, Chris Rutherford here. Do you want to learn how to ask for and get a 30% raise without getting another degree? Look, Black women are the most educated and the least paid. That should tell you that math is not mathing. The degree is not the path to the next level. It's actually learning how to articulate the value and take credit for the work that you've already done. So I want to invite you to get my free case study at changenowwithchrissy.com. Just get the information, use it, and take the money out of the hands of your employers and put it into your household, because you already deserve it. You just have to know how to ask for it. Again, changenowwithchrissy.com. I can't wait for you to get this insight, use it, and get the money that you deserve. Take care. I can't change what I washed my clothes with this morning. It's over. So are you using the building blocks of your tomorrow from yesterday? It don't matter what happened yesterday. It don't matter what they said, what your mom and them did, what your daddy did, what your boyfriend did, what your wife did. It don't matter. That does not count. What you have right now is this moment to be able to create tomorrow. You have this moment with who you are today, right now, right here, to be able to create tomorrow. You can't build a whole future with the bricks from your broken past. Oh, that was good. You can't do it. It's impossible. You cannot. Why are you reaching for something that's behind you, using your broken, raggedy foundation to create a future, and then complain like your tomorrow? You don't even look forward to tomorrow. You look forward to Fridays and federal holidays. What a terrible way to live. Let me tell y'all something. I did it. So I can get on here and talk all the ish I want to. One, because y'all tuned in. Thank you. But I did it. I almost died. I almost worked myself to death twice in a job. Like, we deserve better than that. Y'all doing the same thing I did 12 years ago. I don't get it. We shouldn't have to keep making the same mistakes. So when or why or how or will you, I think, is the greater question. Clear your cache. Build your future based on today. Let go of the circumstances. Everybody's been through something. I don't care what you say. Everybody has been through something. No matter how rich they are, no matter what color they are, no matter which country they're from, no matter which, like, everybody has been through something. Nobody escapes life without being punched in the stomach. Nobody. Not one. And I think that life punches you in the stomach to give you an opportunity to opt out. Life want to know, do you really want this? Get up. Most people take the first punch and then just lay there forever. Hey, y'all. Successful people been punched, headlocked, bloody. I mean, been through it. We just keep going. We eat no for lunch. Punches in the stomach, you be like, man, as soon as I catch my breath, I'm back on it. Because we have vision, which is number three. But did you get punched and knocked down and you laid there? How long? Why? Why? You know, I developed arthritis when I was 25. I mean, crippling arthritis. I had a handicap sign for 6 months. And we always talk about, you know, we look at handicap signs when you're young and you be like, man, handicapped people always get the best parking spaces. Let me tell y'all something. I was 25 and I had a handicap sign for 6 months. Rage and not being able to manage being harassed by young white men in my career crippled me. Straight internalized and expressed rage. And I cried for a year. But I knew that I was destined to be greater than that moment. I knew I was destined to be somebody. I always knew. I always knew I was a generational curse breaker in my family, even though I couldn't articulate it at 20. I always knew that I was destined to be great. And after crying for a year, nothing changed. Nothing. 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 The woe is me. None of that. I was on this medication. I couldn't drink liquor. I had no way to self-soothe. So one day after a year, I say, okay, this is the 1 year anniversary of me being lame. What you gonna do now, Christy? I said, this can't be it. I'm better than this. And I figured it out. White potatoes, rage and stress. I never write a book called that. If I eat white potatoes, my arthritis will come back. I figured it out. It's gone. Poof. A crippling disease. Life punched me in the stomach and said, you're going to stay there. I could have used that as a reason to opt out and stay on the bottom and get on disability and be secure for the rest of my life, living so far beneath my potential. Y'all would have never, I mean, it ain't even really about me, but I mean, just take a fire and just put a blanket on top of it. It's over. Gone. Done. Dust. So when life comes to punch you in the stomach, what you going to do? You going to lay there and take it? Or are you going to get up? Are you using your past to like justify why you can't move forward? Or will you live in today? All right, number two. Clear your thoughts. I was actually trying to, I didn't have a good way to say this, but it's like, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Some of y'all need to be brainwashed. Some of your brains are filthy. Filthy! With stories and circumstances and, oh my God, social media, everybody's life that's better than yours. The people who are downtrodden, the people who are rising to the top. CSI, murder mysteries, scandal. Jeffrey Dahmer's freaking documentary, like, you have so much trash in your mind. And then you talk about you have mental dis-ease. I got high functioning depression. That is not real. That's not real. I got high functioning anxiety. That is not a medical condition. That is a decision to not do something to be able to filter the thoughts and the things that you see and watching the news and listening to the radio are some of the worst tragedies ever. I'm know if I got on here to yell, but this is how I talk. So we're going to get with it. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And it took me mentally collapsing. I mean, mentally collapsing, like turn my brain turned to dust before I realized, you know, they say that we're exposed to more information in a day than our ancestors were in their whole lifetime. We're exposed to more information and more images in a day than my 96-year-old grandfather in 2001 when he died. In his lifetime. So after mentally collapsing and turning into dust, I said, you know what? Okay. So I'm never going to watch the news anymore. I stopped watching news. I got off of social media for 2 years. And the only reason why I'm here now is to come back and inspire y'all to get up. Otherwise, I would have been gone. Y'all would have never saw me again. So are you willing to filter the things that are coming in through your mind? Depression is a decision to stay on the bottom, point blank, period. Depression is a decision to rehearse your past and not even think about your future. Did it? So are you willing, number one, clear your cachet? Y'all got to let some stuff go. Let all the heaviness go. Are you walking around with 200 megabytes of stuff and now your system ain't operating properly because you're loaded down with stuff? How are you going to be able to download a new program if it's filled up with trash and apps and the history and your searching and all of these things? Clear your cache. Number two, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Clear your thoughts. And really what I wanted to make number two and say was, some of y'all need y'all's mouths washed out. I couldn't figure out how to say that in a snazzy 3-word way. Some of y'all, like, have you listened to the words that come out of your mouth? You would punch somebody in the face if they said to you the things that you say to yourself. You would never let somebody talk to you the way you talk to you. Never. Never. Ever, ever. They wouldn't be your friend. You would call them your enemy. So is your inner me your enemy? Are you your greatest enemy? Are you your greatest hater? Abraham Hicks said something this morning that was so good. I gotta write that down. She said, law of attraction always gives you a choice. Some of y'all choose in bondage. I said, oh, where my pen at? I got to write that down. Law of attraction is so open and available, it gives you choices. Some of y'all choosing bondage. You're choosing to believe that women have to work 18 months or another, 8 months to be able to receive the same compensation as white men. That is a belief system that you adopted based on a narrative with that is true for you if you adopt it. Because at the same time, we're talking about not getting money. Forbes said there is going to be 40% more millionaires in 2026 worldwide. In 2026, there is going to be a 40% increase in the number of millionaires worldwide. So are you going to keep beating the drum that there is not enough when there is data to support that there is more than enough? It's not what people call you, it's what you answer to. Which one are you answering to? Hey, Chris Rutherford here. I hope that you're enjoying the podcast so far. But what I know that you'll love even more is joining us in our private community. Join us in this private community. Money loves happy people and get live and on-demand insights so you can use this information to live the life that you truly and deserve. Get a raise and a promotion, no problem. Step into your purpose, no problem. Get the relationship that you deserve, no problem. Look, it's never too late to live the life that you deserve. It's never too late to live a life of total fulfillment. You just need information and inspiration to get on the path of living your greater life. So go ahead again, click on the link on around this video, join us in our private community, and change your life for the best. Take care. See you soon. All right. Number three, clear your vision. You know, I have a trick question that I ask women who talk to me, high achieving women. Bad ASS women, just rock star women. If I were your fairy godmother from Wakanda said, I'm going to grant you three wishes. What would you ask for? 95% of women cannot answer that question. And these women got money. They got multiple degrees. They have the job that everybody wants. They have it going on. Let their material possessions tell it. If I were your favorite godmother from Wakanda and I was going to grant you three wishes, what would you ask for? I get crickets from 90% of them. Crickets, nothing. Like, they have no concept on what they want. All they want is a job to make them happy. Lie. Impossible. You miserable. Ma'am, you depressed. But your job didn't make you depressed. You depressed because you're working so far beneath your value. You're underemployed, overworked, underpaid, but you didn't move. Because they said Black women should make. Not do make, should make 63 cents or whatever to the $1 of a white man. You believe that. And you adopted that as your narrative. And you adopted that as your truth. That is a decision. So are you trying to, before we even get to vision, are you going through your life rehearsing the things from your past? So it's like wearing glasses and where my glasses at? So if I put these glasses on, they're pretty clean. They cute too. But if on the glasses, I wrote if I were you, because I'm good, the words that I'm saying to myself and the conversations that I'm having with myself and my past, because I haven't cleared my cachet, how can I see where I'm going, y'all, if I have to filter it through the filthy lenses of my sight? So do you have sight but no vision? Do you have sight but don't know where you're going? And so you continue to look for data to justify why you where you are. I talked to this woman one time. I ran her off my phone because I don't like to talk to women who won't move. They just irk me. And she said, Christy, I always see your post in the morning that's telling me to move forward. And then I look at data that tells me why I'm stuck. Like, you really want me to have a conversation with you about this? Hello? Have you ever listened to me talk before? I was like, are you serious? God is trying to get you to be greater. So he puts me in your face and me yelling, saying that you can double, triple your salary where you are. But then she consciously goes to look for the data to justify why she on the bottom and wants me to talk her out of that. Hello? Ma'am? Sis, Black woman, we've doubled 20 women's salaries in the past 3 years. So far, triple 9 to 10, 5 Black women got 7-figure packages in a pandemic. The most recent one being about a month ago. We've helped 20 women get 30% raises. 70% of my clients don't leave their jobs. And so the reason why I wanted to offer this insight to y'all is not about, oh, how do I negotiate? How do I ask? How do I articulate my value? Everything that you're getting right now is based on what you believe to be true about yourself. That's the problem. So if you're walking around with your past, making your lenses filthy, that's how you're seeing your S-H-I-T-T-Y colored glasses, not rose colored, S-H-I-T-T-Y colored glasses. And you're trying to like exist in a funk and a fog, filthy with your past, justifying your reality, then using data to be able to anchor into it and won't move. Talking about, they won't let me. I can't. They said this. Who are they? The they should be you and you touching and agreeing on anything. What y'all touching and agreeing on? You and your inner being. You and your past. Can your past reconcile so you can get it together and then go towards your future? Who you fighting with? All right, last thing. Because I think I done got off on a tangent. Hey, y'all. Y'all let me know if y'all have any questions. I got time. I got time. I got like 5 more minutes. So, I talk to a lot of people, y'all. A lot. Yeah. I just want to set people free. That's my goal. My goal is to just set people free. So I was talking to this lady who called me, and she's all excited. And she's like, Christy, she jumped through the hoops to get on my phone. You get on my phone, we gonna work together. I don't have the capacity to just talk to people, give people advice. I don't have it. Y'all should have caught me in 2015 when I was drinking liquor periodically on my brother's couch. I ain't had nothing else to do. I had time. I don't have time no more. I don't have it. After I burned out and mentally collapsed, I was real good for giving out advice. But she called and she wanted to talk about a job opportunity that she had coming up. And she's like, they love me. I'm in. I interview. They want me. This is my job. I said, okay, great. Why are you on my phone? Well, I want to know, can I ask for how, like, what I want? I said, well, what do you want? She said, $325. I said, I agree. Why you agree with that? Well, what? Ma'am, you put a price sticker on yourself. I agree. I don't like that answer. What? Well, you know, because I can't remember what she said. I had to like get it out of my memory. But, well, because where I'm from, you know, they think that is, you know, that's a lot of money. And I'm not sure. And da 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 da. So right when she says, I'm the greatest, I got the degrees. I have the experience. They love me. They said I'm great. I'm in. She started to talk herself out of it. So she gets on my phone. I said, I agree. But is she calling her friends who make $85,000 a year and be like, $325, that's too much? Who are you calling to get to for you to agree with you? Or how do I want to say this? Who are you calling to get you that you want somebody to agree with you? Anybody who agrees with the limited perspective that you have of yourself is your greatest enemy. Most of the time, the greatest enemy is you. But if your friends, if you call them and say, I'm asking for $325, and they say, girl, that's a lot of money. You sure you're going to get that? You know that? You know you should probably just play it safe. That's your enemy. That's not your friend. She had talked to all of those people. Then she called me. I'm the only one who say I agree. I believe it because we've done it. 210 to 635, healthcare. 272, I think, to 482, something like that, working with the state. 85 to 175, innovation. While in an executive MBA program, blowing her money out of the window. Like, I can believe for $325. And I said, you know, the real work, which is what I just talked about, and I'm going to close out, is you don't believe that you deserve it. That's the work, not asking, because she was going to ask, but then she talked herself out of it. That's the work. Why don't you believe that you can get there? It's not that much. Deodorant is $7. Grapes are $10. I mean, the Big Mac, which I don't eat, but I used to be $2.99. I mean, what is like a combo is like $9. Everything is going up. $100,000 is not the come up. You can't live off $100,000. Milk is like $8. Bread is $7, y'all. Bread is $7. Why are we stuck in what was a great number when our mama them was 12? And I said, our mama them. $100,000 would have blown their socks off. but they worked so we can stand on their shoulders, not to like make the same amount of money as them. So clear your cachet. Had she let go of her past, she could have asked for and received $325. Number two, had she cleared of her thoughts, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, because that's who came to beat her up when she started to think about asking for the amount of money when she was in, y'all. In. She was in and starting to talk herself out of it, talking about she had the imposter syndrome. That is not a medical condition. That's a lie. What? That's something corporate has this language and limitations. I mean, the stuff that they print for you to cling to use as a reason for why you on the bottom. That's you. You made that decision. That's you. That's you. That's you. It's not what people call you. It's what you answer to. Hey, Chris Rutherford here. I hope that you are enjoying this podcast as much as we loved putting it together for you to share insight to make your life better. Now, did you get your copy of my resume course, How to Use the Superpower Method to Write an Irresistible Resume to Land You a High-Paying Job? Look, even if you have somebody write your resume for you, how do you know whether or not it sucks? And did you give them the information to be able to write a great resume, or did you hope that they were going to spend gold out of something that you gave them that wasn't that good? So get this course, not just to write your own resume, but to be able to provide resume writers with what they need to adequately tell your story so you can get paid the money that you desire and deserve. So go ahead and click on the link on around this video, get this course, use it, and get paid what you deserve. It's less than $50. I mean, come on, just get the course and use it. See you soon. And then clear your vision. Had she said, you know what, I need that $325 so I can now bounce up to $600 and then get to $1 million so I can be able to fund 5 people to go to college. It's not that much. I need $8 billion to do what I want to do in the world. If Oprah can get 3 to 4, Christy can get 8. I learned from Oprah. I should catapult off her shoulders to the next level because I want to do great in the world. I need 8, not to be bougie, which I will. But so I can give more and I can do more and I can build schools and I can write $100 million checks to causes that I care about. So when women say, I don't want that much, how dare you? Shame on you for not using your time here to be greater for humanity. Shame on you to just want to work and pay your raggedy bills. Shame on you that you can't even believe great enough to be able to want to send 5, 10, 15, 100 kids to college. You holding out your tin cup just asking for enough to send your kids to college when you have the capacity to send 100 kids to college. Shame on you for not using your time to be greater for the world. And everybody's not going to want to do it. But don't judge the people who do. You can. It's available to you. It's waiting for you. All you have to do is answer the call. All you have to do is say, okay, God, fine. That sounds good. Chris, a little crazy, but what you got for me? And then step. Faith is belief in the things unseen. Then move forward and get uncomfortable and stop being afraid. If I'm not failing, I'm not working hard enough. If I'm not failing, I'm not doing something right. If I'm not failing, I'm not stretching far enough. I got work to do. And it takes failure to get there. I fail so many times, yo. I mean, this year alone, that's insane. I just keep going. Oh, that didn't, it didn't work like that. I'll launch out on something, hey, completely fall down, bust my head open and get back up. You be like, I guess it ain't going to be done that way. Maybe not now, but I'm not going to stop. Failure is a part of the process. And if you can't take heartbreak and failure, you might as well just suffocate your soul to sleep in a job right now. Just start digging your grave right now. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if I saw any questions. Hold on, put my glasses on. Okay, great. Okay, so with that, we're going to get on out of here. I'm checking on Instagram right now. Okay, nobody had any questions. So, all right, y'all. Well, I hope that y'all enjoyed this take of Black Women's Equal Pay Day. How do you ask for a raise? Believe who you already are. Believe that you are perfect, made in God's image. Here to be a great part of the world. Here to be a part of the shift for your family. Here to be valuable. Stop getting degrees to feel valuable. Gucci bag don't need to do nothing but be a Gucci. And I don't have a Gucci bag. I need to stop endorsing these people. But like a Gucci bag just is. An Hermes bag just is. It doesn't have to do anything else. When y'all walk into the store, it don't jump and start tap dancing and say, pick me. Those reps do not have to beg you to buy that bag. They not doing it. Now, if you're down at the little straw market, if you're at the flea market, they need you to buy them cheap $3 bags. They begging. They going, so what's your price, man? What's your price? Right? They going to put it on discount. But when you Hermes, they, do you want it or not? And the price is buried all the way at the bottom, turned upside down. Is give me that one. So they want to see how you see yourself, right? How do you see yourself? That's all jobs want to know when they say, what's your requirement? What's your total comp requirement? Are you at the flea market or are you Hermes? That's all they want to know. How do you see yourself? And you'd be like, well, make me your price, man. Make me your price. 65? You'd be like, sold. $101,000? They'd be like, my God, I just got 70% off. Sold. What's your price? You'd be like, you making 125 now. Your job be like, we're going to give you a promotion. I'm going to hang up on myself. Your job be like, I'm going to give you a promotion. And you'll be like, oh my God, I get a title. I'm going to get named. Oh my God, the director of whatever that they just made up. They made up a job. I'm going to hang up on myself. To give you four people's jobs. Nancy out on maternity leave. Tony about to quit and level up and go somewhere else. Your boss is about to be promoted. And you in your job. And they be like, look, so we're going to name you director of whatever. Special projects. They going to give you four people's jobs. And you be like, oh my God, I've always wanted to be a director. I always wanted that title. That's my dream come true. You never ask for the money. And then when they come and they be like, so what would you like? You be like, and I'm just so honored that you so fit for me to be a director. What do you think I should have? What? They be like, we gonna give you free pencils for a year. I can give those pencils to my kids' school. Oh my God. They'd be like, okay, so we're going to give you free coffee for a year. You'll be like, oh, I feel so special. Will you put a Keurig in my office? Okay. You know what we're going to do? You'd be like, how much? You'd be like, oh my God, they should give me $10,000. What? Yo, I got to hang up. Yo, they just got $1.2 million worth of value from the three people, jobs, that they get ready to give you. And they say, what do you want? They have a $1.2 million in captured value. I'm going to draw that one day. My next coaching number coffee. $1.2 million worth of value that they're saving. And then they give you this title. So you title rich and cash poor. Title rich, salary poor. Title rich, time poor. Title rich, mental health poverty. Title rich, physical health poor. Title rich, relationships with family poor. Title rich, relationships with your significant other poor. Title rich with presence with your kid poor. So you got the title you always wanted. They got $1.2 million worth of value that they've recaptured. And they ask you, how much? And you'll be like, $10,000. My God. I don't need that much. I mean, I'm so passionate about this project. And I'm so honored I got the title. Now you crazy, fat, sick, don't know your spouse, complaining. Your kids don't know you. But you got the title that you can tell everybody. You put it on LinkedIn, post up. You hear me? You get the business cards, print them out. You get your nameplate from Things Remembered. Bye-bye. I made it. Please. $10,000 decision. So anyway, so I hope that y'all have enjoyed this episode as much as I did at the end. I got to go. So, amen. My 3 points, I did make 3 points today. If you missed it, y'all can watch the replay. This happens all day, every day. And a year later, when you're 300 pounds, crazy, sick, high blood pressure, diabetical, I said it. Spouse about to leave. Kids in therapy talking about their crazy mama that they never see. You have the nerve to say, they working me too much. I'm in a hostile workplace. If I can do some sign language, I go, why owe you, baby? That's you. You did that. So number one, 3 points I made to wrap up. Clear your cache. Y'all got to let some stuff go. Let go of the past. Number two, clean up your thoughts by be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And number three, clear your vision. Y'all got to know where you're going. So when life come and punch you in the stomach and put you in the headlock, you at least know where you're going so you can get on up, dust yourself off, shake the dust from your feet and keep it moving. Bye, y'all.
Hey, Chrissy Rutherford here, coming to you from Atlanta at the Reclaim Your Peace event. This weekend we talked about stop doing and start being. Look, ladies and anybody who's listening, haven't you already done enough? Now it's time to stop doing and start being so you can allow the blessings that God has stored up for you to be able to flow to you easily, frequently, and in many different ways. This is what the participants and the women learned here this weekend. It was amazing. We had Kathy, Althea, Larry Martin, Raquel brought the thunder, and we also partied and had a great time too.
We had an opportunity to not only connect with the Ladies in Vision Finders Masterclass, but also hear some words of wisdom from Chrissy Rutherford, the Queen of Vision Finders International.
This is a great community to join, a very talented and successful women. It is a magical experience to be surrounded by positive women who only want to be better.
There's no better time than now to make the change that you want to see for your future.
So definitely get someone who can support you. I think one of those people is Chrissy Rutherford.
I love Chrissy. Chrissy, I am one of your greatest fans. I love the team. I love the work that you've put into this.
It was Chrissy's initial dream, and I appreciate the fact that she stuck with it to bring it to life, because as a result, all of us are growing and becoming our best selves.
It was just re-energizing. It was inspirational.
Yes, I want to thank Vision Finder International and Chrissy Rutherford for just helping me and taking my hand and taking me to destiny.
So if you're smart enough and if you are aware enough that you need to change, you would choose the change today and get the money that you deserve at changenowwithchrissy.com, and your life will never be the same for the best.
100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!